Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show with Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome to the show.
You know what today is?
Today is National Milk Day.
Got milk?
I should drink milk because it'll help me grow up big and strong.
Each year on January 11th, we observe National Milk Day.
Milk! It does the body good!
National Milk Day.
Celebrate milk today. January 11th in 1878, vendors first delivered milk in glass bottles in the U.S.
Happy National Milk Day.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, show number 2420. It is 6:07, Carla, Wednesday, only Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? There might be sun today.
Oh.
So that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Crossed.
Hey, it's also National Take the Stairs Day. So I know most Americans are going, what? What are these stairs you speak of? What stairs? I got an elevator to take me up one floor.
Why would do that?
Yes, I know.
What was the TV show where the elevator never worked?
That
was
Big
Frank.
Bang.
Oh,
I was
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory, yeah. Never worked.
Right.
It was always taped up.
Yeah. The whole show.
Yeah.
The whole series.
Penny, yes.
Until the very, very end.
Yeah, the very end of it. Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was a scene, a place for some great scenes.
Yeah.
It really
all
was.
Right, well.
That show is so good. I've been watching it again. It really was funny.
And I remember when had Jim Parsons on, as that show started,
when it first
started to get momentum.
Yeah.
And what a great guy.
Yeah.
And he, I'm sure, never expected this show to be as it turned out.
Yeah. It's really only because of him that it ended, too.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah,
but
I'm done.
Yeah, I know. But he does Young Sheldon. He narrates that. So good for him.
All right. So a big day, busy day. David Blaine, we told you we have tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Four tickets to give away to go see David Blaine over at Resort World.
Hello.
So we'll give those away next half hour. We spent some time on the phone with him. We'll share some of that visit with you in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Otherwise, be listening to win. Partly cloudy, some sunshine, they say, but highs in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow should be about the same, 38 now.
I get all my news from the radio.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
Oh, take the stairs, people. Because guess what? Your metabolism is not your best friend anymore.
What?
Jeez, that's why. Listen, and I mention this because I sure saw it firsthand. I wanted to get some allergy medication. Well, good luck. Good luck. The U.S. is experiencing a huge shortage of not only, cold, flu, all of that medicine, but children's in particular. Those shelves are really barren. And the things that are left on the shelves, it's like, well, what is this? They got bottom shelf space? I don't even know what this is. But yeah, so just be aware of that if you are going to pick something up. For your child, for yourself, just be aware of that and maybe know that you have to make a couple, maybe two, three stops to possibly find what you need in the way of cold medication, flu, all of that stuff. So do just be aware. That's all. New poll, new report, ranked the friendliest cities in America. Top five, Honolulu, Newport, Rhode Island, New Orleans, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Asheville, North Carolina.
There no Vegas, huh?
No. We're down a ways.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. We're not on the top of this list. But it's friendliest. Of course, there's always a lot of criteria.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that, more Midwest cities aren't in there because they're friendly. They're friendly in the
Honolulu's
Midwest.
Friendly, Morty?
I don't know. I think that's just a default answer for a lot of these lists.
Well, they do figures, Morty. They don't just say, we're picking Honolulu. I thought they were very friendly. I think Honolulu, like us, there's a lot of visitors.
Yeah.
So I think that sometimes, like here, we're trained to be, not us, but, in the service industry, you're trained to be polite. You're supposed to be.
I just remember anytime you go to Hawaii, especially in Honolulu, they say, don't leave anything in your car.
Yeah.
Because
that's safety.
Well, no, I understand that, but that, aloha spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they always say, be careful here, be careful there.
Yeah. Yep. And
well,
don't cross my wave, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, this is friendly. You guys are in a whole different study. Well, I know.
I'm sorry. It's
you're
the wrong
a whole
room.
Different study. Yes, that's right. Friendliest. Okay. Yes, I know.
You're down the hall.
I know. Oh, I know that Hawaii in general is supposed to be very unsafe. It's supposed to be very unsafe. Lots of crime for as small as it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't cross my way, bro.
I know.
Brah. Come on, brah.
It's the ninth island hour.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to decide what I want to tell you here. I have to share this because, again, please be careful. Teenagers are, just hold on to your seats, people, removing their own braces with
what?
Metal spoons. They're getting in there and removing their braces, or they're ordering the pliers that you can remove them with on Amazon for $12. And then they use an electric nail file to get the glue off of there.
Why?
Yeah, because they're idiots. That's why. And it's on TikTok, and everybody goes, look, you see how many views I got. Look at that. Parents are not happy because they've paid thousands of dollars for braces. Dentists are begging people to not do this because it's very, very dangerous.
Is there any mom or dad out there listening right now where you know that this has happened, or maybe
it's awful.
Your kid tried it?
Yeah, it's
that's terrible.
Don't let them. I'm telling you, parents, if you have kids, you better be on TikTok all the time. Scrolling through.
Wow.
Put your headset on so you can play Roblox as well and follow your kids all the time. Or get a tracker. We were talking about it yesterday. Toss it in their bag so you know what they're doing all the time. Put it on the braces removal pliers so you know where they are.
Well, what's crazy is
nuts.
When you had braces back in the day, the coolest thing was you got to go in and change the color for braces.
Yes, that's
right. The rings.
Marty, we didn't even have that option back in the day. You had silver.
And metal mouth.
Yes, exactly. Metal mouth. Yeah, that's right. I know. Anyhow, it is indeed Wednesday. A few things you should know.
Okay, you were talking about kids taking off their own braces.
Yeah.
It's on TikTok. Mom and dad, if you have a kid with braces, be careful. Keep an eye on it.
Yes, be careful.
Because that's the new thing that's gone viral now, that they're ordering. Kids are ordering the pliers that dentists use to take braces off.
You know, I know Amazon sells everything, but boy, they're not even $12.
Wow.
You can get them. But I mean,
I can't even imagine doing that to myself.
An orthodontist has the tools. Okay, they may use that particular tool, but there are also other things involved so they don't rip your teeth out or chip them.
Oh.
Jeez.
I don't know what's going on, but
I don't know either.
And people always say, you got to watch your kids, man. 24/7.
But you can't. It's
I understand
so hard.
That.
Yeah.
But you have to, because I'm this story out of North Carolina. This kid accidentally ate a chemical used to turn campfires different colors when he actually thought they were pop rocks.
Right.
Now listen to this kid talk about it, then his mom talks about it.
One of our family members bought Pop Rocks. I ate it and I got no flavor because they're supposed to pop in your mouth. I just put more in my mouth and then it's starting to burn.
It had a cartoon dragon blowing out flames. It's called Mystical Dragon. There was no anything alarming on the front package that would make a child or even, you know, in all fairness, an adult say, whoa, what is that?
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, too. I mean, you know, you can't. That's like we were talking about yesterday. It's impossible to watch your kids. And that's why people put trackers on them so they know where they are, at least.
Magical Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were Pop Rocks or something.
God, in a packet. I can understand that. I mean, have you seen the Pop Rocks packet? You know that? Yeah. I mean,
but there has to be something on the Magical Dragon package that says.
Yeah, but not if you're like 10.
Yeah, and you're like,
it's like these are cool.
No, well, the mom
these
said.
Cool.
The mom said there was nothing on the package.
Yeah. Oh,
jeez.
Yeah.
But there has to be, right? I mean,
it has to. I mean,
somewhere. It might not be in the biggest lettering or the biggest font, but.
Yeah, right. What is it? What was it? A cleaner or a.
For hold on for a second. Let me get back to the mom. Here's the mom talking about it.
There was no anything alarming on the front package that would make a child or even, you know, in all fairness, an adult say, whoa, what is that?
Hold on. Let me get back to where she talks about the what it is, what it's called.
It had a cartoon dragon blowing out flames. It's called Mystical Dragon.
There you go.
Mystical dragon. There we go.
Look that up.
Yeah, I know. Just trying to see. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they look. It looks like Pop Rocks. It really does. It looks like it could be Pop Rocks.
All right. Well, there. Mom and Dad, if you're with your kids Doesn't and it? They think they're buying Pop Rocks,
yeah,
make sure they're not buying Mystical Dragon.
Okay. Well, it does say right under the dragon or right by his feet, caution, irritant, harmful if swallowed.
But no one looks at the dragon's feet.
No, I know. I know. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting.
All right.
Tessa, yeah, okay. I wow, okay.
But the kid's okay, right?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
I mean.
For now.
Drink some water, you'll be fine.
Later on.
Walk it off.
Yes, that's right. Put some dirt on it.
Then go outside. All right, David Blaine coming to town. We're going to share some of that visit we had with him on the phone, plus tickets to give away. We'll do that in about 7-8 minutes from now. All week long, David Blaine tickets. You have a chance to win. He's coming back. Back to Vegas, going to be in town this weekend, Resorts World, and then in March he has a weekend here, and we have tickets to give away. Tell you how to win here in just about a minute,
but cool.
we spent some time with David Blaine on the phone.
Yeah,
such a good guy, and we had a lot of fun. Asked him actually how it all began.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy has done everything. Up-close magic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's buried himself, tried to freeze himself.
Oh, please, yeah.
And all this and all that. But Carla had asked him where it all began.
Was the rope trick not enough for you? The rings, was that just not enough for you? And you said no.
Well, I can actually tell you the rope trick was kind of the beginning of that. So I was in Coney Island as a kid. My mother would take me to the boardwalk to see the street performers and the magicians and, you know, all the guys out in Coney Island. And the first picture of me watching a magician is a guy with ropes. And I think from there I saw sword swallowers and I saw the other people and I was blown away by all of it and became obsessed with magic as like a five-year-old. And then it led to me trying to figure out how to do all these different kind of things. But yeah, it all goes down to seeing things that I couldn't believe and then trying to figure out how they were done.
So it did all begin with the rope.
Yeah.
Cutting the rope in half and stuff like that.
Yes, I love that. In the little Harry Houdini starter kit, right? That's so cool. I love that. I still don't. I don't know. I don't know how to do any of those tricks.
No.
I had a magic kit, too, and I don't. I think
a lot of little kids do.
Oh, it was the coolest. Yeah.
You got the magic kit, and you tried to do it.
Yeah.
And probably, what, 1 out of 1,000 kids?
Yeah, could I know.
Would actually be able to do it.
I would clink those rings together. It's like, why is this not working? It's supposed to penetrate magically through.
I read the book.
Clink, clink, clink. Well, I couldn't. Yeah.
We had a good time with him. The full visit is on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page right now if you want to check it out. We do have tickets. 4 tickets. Double date night from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. You want to go. 9th caller, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for David Blaine and is it Steve, Carla?
Yes.
Steve, you're number 9.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, you got 4 tickets. David Blaine, Saturday night, Resorts World from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how we'll get the tickets to you. And enjoy the show and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah, thank you. You guys are awesome. I love listening to you.
Steve, you're awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So a lot of people are playing Powerball and Mega Millions.
Oh, yeah.
Reading somebody from Luck, Wisconsin had some good luck. Won $15 million on a lottery ticket. Town's population, a little over 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Nobody has claimed the ticket yet, but the manager of the store, when you sell the winning ticket, mm-hmm. you get a little something
tip.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul Wandra is the manager of the store, saying he hopes whoever won the money puts a little back into small businesses, in the town.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be very cool.
Luck, good Wisconsin, Carla.
I love that.
I mean, if there's anything to this story, think you'd head up north in Nevada where Jackpot is.
Right. Yes, I know.
And gamble up there.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. The Mega Millions, it didn't hit. And, man, I was waiting. I was just waiting.
Did you have your tickets?
I did. I got one number. Now I'm afraid that'll never come up again. If you're wondering, it was worth $1.1 billion. Winning numbers were 15, 13, 7, 18, 14, and the Mega Ball was 9. Now it didn't hit. It just didn't hit. It's up to $1.35 billion now.
Are those numbers kind of odd to anybody?
They're not. Well, they're consecutive. Yeah, but they're not in that order. So 15, 13, 7, 18, 14. But yeah.
But they're like the ages of kids or something like that. It's not like 3, 59,
right.
67, 22.
Yeah, right. You know that all those can be ages of people, though, right?
Okay.
But anyhow,
I know. There's Carla and Morty. Oh, bless his heart.
I know.
You know, he's almost done.
Oh,
but Mike was talking about the young people.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Isn't he
they can't
precious.
Buy lotto tickets.
He is so precious.
His deal's almost up, right?
Stop. Listen, $1.35 billion, if you choose to take that lump sum payout, $707 million.
Okay.
So, you know, and that'll go up as people buy more tickets. That will go up.
Now, what about Powerball? Is that's different?
I don't know. Yeah, that's different.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different. That's played in a whole lot of states, and Mega Millions is played in different states as well. But I don't believe Mega Millions is in quite as many states as your Powerball. But yeah,
so the jackpot goes up. Now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, $1.35 billion. Yeah,
wow.
From $1.1 billion. So I'd say it's worth it now.
Yeah.
Right?
Start playing.
See, what I'm afraid is going to happen is I got the ticket for 10 weeks, and I'm afraid somebody's going to hit this, and then I'm going to win it when it's like a measly $25 million. I mean, oh, well, great.
That's what always happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want a $25 million.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah, $25 million. What am I going to do with that?
Yeah. Chump change.
Yes.
Chump change. Partly cloudy today. Highs in the low to mid-50s. Maybe a little bit of sunshine. Not bad out there now. Highs in the low 50s, mid-50s, 37 now. So here's what we want to know this morning. After a big buildup, when's the last time you were underwhelmed by something? Morty experienced Whataburger, and after everybody telling him, oh, they're the best, you got to have a Whataburger. Morty had a Whataburger. You were disappointed.
Yeah.
Wasn't all that.
It was not.
I mean, was it awful or was it just
It wasn't awful. Like, it was a burger and I ate it. I mean,
right, okay.
But, I mean, the hype for years, people was like, Whataburger is so great. You gotta, and everyone asks, if you could bring one chain back to Vegas or bring it to Vegas, what would it be? Everyone's like, Whataburger. And I'm like, this is better than In-N-Out. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I'm not even a big In-N-Out fan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like In-N-Out, but I had a Whataburger. No, it's not.
I know when people come to Vegas.
I don't know what to say.
Family and friends will come to Vegas and go, we have to go buy an In-N-Out burger.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I like In-N-Out burger, but I don't get the hype either.
Yeah.
Well, now keep in mind there are places where they don't have these places.
No, I understand that.
And so I know. Well, I mean, that's why they'll rush to it. But yeah, there's one by me. I swear to God, the traffic is backed up constantly.
Yeah.
You know, and they have the In-N-Out police that have to, like, flag you in and direct traffic. But it's crazy. And their burgers are pretty cheap. They're really not that expensive, but it's like, wow, man. Okay.
I didn't remember, but Vegas, and you did, We actually had a Whataburger here back in the 70s. And it was on, what was it?
It was a Maryland and something.
Flamingo.
Yeah, right? Flamingo. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, near the university, of course, yeah. Right? Yeah,
right.
That's, wow.
Not great. I mean, a lot of people are probably going to hate me for that, but.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was fine.
It was fine, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we're not even talking about food. I went to Boston one time for a long time ago.
Yeah.
For my cousin's wedding. And I said, you know, I'm going to do some sightseeing. I went to go see Plymouth Rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, where it all started.
Yeah.
Because that's me.
I've seen, no, I know.
I mean, I've seen
it.
Out of all the things I could have seen, Fenway Park and all that, I wanted to see where it all began.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And it's in a hole.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of graffiti. It's barely a rock anymore.
I know.
There's a bunch of graffiti around it, and there's a gate around the hole, and you go up to it, and you go, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's where this whole thing started?
Yeah, but you live in these times. That back then, that was a rock, man.
It was a rock.
Yeah, it's a rock. Plymouth Rock.
And I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
I don't know what I expected, but when I saw graffiti on it and stuff like that,
yeah,
I go,
right.
Well, this sucks.
Well, go see the Liberty Bell then, because it's a mess. It's just, it's, you know, they didn't fix the crack. They could have fixed the crack. I realize it's symbolic, but it's like, this is it. Okay.
You're going to ring it?
Yeah. And then Mount Rushmore. I don't mean to be rude, people, but, you know, the dead presidents and the whole
I've never seen that.
It's cool, but it's like, all right, who are those guys? This is dated. Who are they? I don't dare. Is that one?
We're awful
Hold
people.
On.
Meanwhile, no, we got a bunch of rocks outside the desert stacked up and painted.
Which impresses me more that one guy stacked those. Mount Rushmore's cool, but it didn't. I don't know what it was. I was very underwhelmed.
But you're right, Morty.
Yeah.
There are rocks stacked on top that are painted, and people go out there and they go, oh, my God, look at this.
Yeah.
I go, are you serious?
If they would paint Mount Rushmore like that, it would be way cooler.
Clown faces. Yeah. Clown faces.
Yes. Put a little color on
those
things.
These are national monuments.
I know they are, but it was underwhelming to me. It really was.
What has been underwhelming to you? You want to text in, call in? We'd love to hear from you. Talking about this morning, the last time you were underwhelmed. Now, this all started because off the air, Morty had said he was in Phoenix, tried some Whataburger. Tried a Whataburger. It was good. It was fine. But it wasn't worth all the hype.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing. Now, it can be food, like you said. Mount Rushmore. You went there.
Yeah.
And you really got a look. And
yeah, it was cool, but it was like this. Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
So when's the last time you were underwhelmed? Our good friend Chrissy's on the phone. Chrissy, what about you?
You know what? I'm a Lyft driver. And so people come into town all the time and they say, oh, let's go see the rocks. And I'm like, what? Let's go see the rocks? Okay.
What?
So I'll drive them all the way out to the rocks and they'll go, oh, this is the rocks? And I'm all, yep. They said, there's nothing here. They build up this big thing for the rocks in Las Vegas, going to Southern California, you know, the painted rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, what'd you expect?
Right, exactly. What did they call them? The seven?
Seven magic mountains. Yeah.
And you're thinking, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, that artist. Those have been up for years now, too.
And have you ever tried to stack rocks?
That's exactly it. Have you ever done that? That is hard
Much
to
less
do.
Paint them.
Yeah. And I'm talking on the ground going like 3 inches up.
Chrissy, Hello. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chrissy.
That's a great example of being underwhelmed.
Right, right. I wasn't overwhelmed, but I love them. And I think I like them because they're colorful, you know? They're colorful.
They're pretty.
They are pretty.
Okay.
Manuela says, I was underwhelmed by the Space Needle in Seattle. It looks enormous in movies.
Yeah.
Then you get up close and it's very small. The stratosphere is far taller than the Space Needle, which it is. We knew that. It's not. Space Needle is not that
high.
But
for its time.
At all.
And what it signified.
Right. Yes. I think the Space Needle is cool. I don't know why. Maybe because it was the first.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's kind of cool. Now, Nancy said I was underwhelmed by the Grand Canyon. I was like, this is it?
I was too.
Yeah, she said, I was very surprised and disappointed. You know, I mean, it is amazing because it's natural, you know?
But it's a big hole.
Yeah, it's a hole. It is.
And then
it is.
When you go, what can you do? And they say, well, you can hike down.
Yeah.
So I can go down in the big hole?
Right.
And then what? Well,
yeah,
then you come back up.
And then come back up from the big hole. Hello? What do you mean? What can you do? I don't know what... you have to talk to me, listener, on this one. I've lived in America and Europe.
Wow.
Crazy Horse is much more impressive than Mount Rushmore.
Well, duh.
Where? Here or in Europe?
That's what I want to know. The original, like, the Crazy Horse in Europe is... Hello. And now he also said the painting.
I think she means in Europe.
That's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And then they went on to say the painted rocks are also sistered in Liverpool, England.
Oh.
So I didn't know that we
see,
have
that
sister
doesn't matter
rocks.
To me.
That's cool. I think that's kind of cool that we have sister rocks.
I'm not flying there to go see rocks.
Crazy Horse? Maybe.
Oh, Crazy Horse, yeah.
Hello. Another.
But the sister rocks.
The sister rocks.
Sister rocks, yes.
Okay.
Susan said, for me, it was the Grand Canyon. It was pretty and all, but I was very underwhelmed. And I've seen it twice. And I thought the second time it would really wow me.
I better go back because maybe I missed something.
Oh, all right. Man, there we go. I missed something. Let me do that.
Jeez. Kim, what about you?
Oh, okay. Well, it was a while ago, but it just reminded me. When you were talking about Mount Rushmore and Plymouth Rock, I was in San Antonio when I was in the Air Force, and I was looking forward to going to see the Alamo.
Yes.
And it was like, have you been there?
It's like, I have.
Okay, it's like in between a Sears and a Walgreens or something.
Yes!
See, that's not right!
Yeah, I expected it to be up on a hill, a shrine, you know?
Oh,
I mean, this was like, the last stand of Davy Crockett.
Oh,
and
Kim, you described it perfectly, too.
I mean,
yeah, it is. It's,
I'm telling you.
It's like, is this it? Where is, well, I don't see it anywhere. Is it by the Walmart? I think it's by the Walmart.
There's no, like audio tour or, you know, like, this is where the women hid.
Nothing.
At least
I didn't see it. Yeah.
No, you go and you look at it, and then you go and you buy some groceries.
Pick up your prescriptions.
That's it.
Kim, have a great day.
You too, thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You love your show.
Here are just a few more things the Mike and Carla Morning Show think you should know.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, a little reminder, if you have Disney Plus, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, that will start streaming February 1st. The Golden Globes were last night, and now her name is escaping me. Won the award for Hello, and I love her.
Bassett?
For Wakanda. Yes, Angela Bassett. Thank you. I just love her. I really like her a lot. So much that I forgot her name, but I really her a lot. Hey, I don't know what you think, and I know a lot of you are listening. Morty, you and I were big fans. Grunge. Loudwire put together a list of the 30 grunge albums, the top 30 grunge albums of all time. Number one, Alice in Chains' Dirt, followed by Nirvana's Nevermind, and Pearl Jam's 10, number three. I think it's hard to make the distinction for all. I mean, you know, they were all good and representative of that music. So, yeah, if you have any of those, I know you have all three.
I agree.
I have all three as well, yeah.
And
yeah,
how long ago was that? That's like 25, 30 years ago?
Oh, you're talking like 30 years ago, early 90s.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then what, Purple? Uh-huh. Is Purple on that list?
It is on the list, but it's down. Those are the top three on the Purple. 30. I know.
Who's that?
I know.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay. Right, yeah. And
STP.
Listen, this is very cool. Chili's, if you eat at Chili's, now I'm sure they're not going to be the only place, but they've purchased a new line of grills that can cook a medium steak in about 3 minutes, a little less than 3 minutes.
Oh.
They're testing them at dozens of locations across the country. They say it could save them $5 million in costs because it takes almost 10 minutes for a human to cook a medium steak. They got to watch it. They got to do all that. And they say they lose so much money. Now I get it from people who send back their steaks. You know, if it's overcooked, you got to do another steak.
Yeah.
You know?
What are they to do with that steak? They don't throw it out, do they?
Well, they can't give it to somebody else. Let's see. Pick it up, Bob, underneath. No, that's medium.
Anybody got an order for a medium steak?
But who wants a medium? Yeah. They have to throw it out. Somebody might have touched it.
Oh, man.
You don't know. Like, you're going to eat a steak that somebody brought back, though.
You know what?
Well, you don't know.
If they didn't touch it.
You don't know, though. They might have said,
right.
This is, please. And I'm going to put a hair in it so they'll make me a new steak, because sometimes I'll just swap it out and fire it up.
Yeah.
Now, they say they can cook the new grills. They can cook a burger in about 50 seconds.
Oh, boy.
And I cannot imagine that a lot of places aren't going to have these. I don't know that your Flemings or your Echo and Riggs would have these. But, you know, a lot
Morton's,
of restaurants.
Stuff like that.
Yes. Could you guys just, come on, faster. Faster with
the ribeye. Wow, we just ordered. Look at that.
This is crazy. We've been here a minute. Come on.
So bring it to your table. Set it right up on your table.
Why do I feel like it's still going to be 15 minutes to get the food, even though it takes 3 minutes?
Well, that doesn't mean they'll bring it to you faster. It just means that it'll be cooked faster so it can sit under the hot lights for you. That's what that means.
We got to show it off for a little bit.
That's right. I see. You know, when you sit there, and it's like, I know that's my order. It's sitting
How many people do that?
Yeah.
It's right. Should I just get up
that
and get it?
That is my order. I can grab it myself. That is my order right there.
We do that all the time.
It's like, see my order. Oh, my God. You know what?
We knew you were busy with somebody else, so we just got up.
Bring a pie. No big deal. It's hot, though. It's been under the lights. It's hot. Definitely a few more things you should know.
You know, I think everybody does that at a restaurant when they're eating and they see that their food, they've ordered food and they see it up on the window.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know it's your food. I'll just go get it.
It's mine.
My person's a little busy right now, and it's right there.
We were just waiting to get the whole order before we brought it out. Okay. Well, I'm hungry now.
8:24, baby reveal, gender reveals have gotten a little out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Things
mm-hmm.
blowing up. People getting hurt. People getting hurt during these baby gender reveals. This is in the Philippines. Now, laugh as you may and think it's stupid, but it's very safe. The soon-to-be dad in the Philippines, this video is going viral after using a flushing toilet as a gender reveal.
Okay.
So they're all in the house, and the bathroom is decorated pink, blue, balloons and gray paper and stuff like that.
They're all looking over the toilet.
Right. And then the seat is down.
Mm-hmm.
So they all walk in and they walk towards the toilet and the countdown begins.
5, 4, 3.
He's very excited.
2, 1.
And they flush the toilet. It's blue. So
Yay,
it's a boy.
A boy. Oh, wow. That's me. What a story for the ages. You know how we found out when he's getting married?
Right.
You know what, fiance? We flushed the toilet. And
1.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Back to the living room.
Wow. Okay.
Like I said, laugh as you will, but
I know nobody got hurt. No. I agree. It was safe. It was very safe. Right?
And it was a nice toilet. We'll post the video on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page.
Wow.
And to see it decorated as you will.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So gender reveals.
Love
now
it.
Just flush the toilet. Comes up blue. Oh, it's a boy. Comes up pink.
I have to go. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Yeah, if it's the only bathroom in the house.
Right? Yes.
Well, it beats blowing off a cannon or something.
Oh, that stuff.
Isn't that where somebody really got hurt bad?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Or the envelope tied to the balloon floats away.
Oh, exactly. See, this is simple. You count down.
I like it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Flush the toilet. There you go.
On one, are we doing it on one or after one? What are we doing?
On one.
3, 2, wait a minute. On one?
No, just one. Now flush. There you go. All this week, you have a chance to win tickets for Michael Bolton, going to be at the Pearl inside the Palms. And this is happening this weekend. You want to go? All right, your chance to win. Being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Say January this weekend?
It's actually March 9th. March 9th. That's the other giveaway. Yes.
I should put
March
on my
9th.
Glasses here. What do you got there?
Yeah, you got okay. You got time there. Michael Bolton.
At the Pearl inside the Palms. Okay, I got that right. But it's in March, so you have time. All right, if you can figure out the name of that song that we're playing on our kazoos, ninth caller, you're a winner. Here it is one more time. Now, Carla, is this one of those concerts where you go, especially if you're a guy, you go, listen, got a couple of tickets for Michael Bolton at the Pearl inside the Palms. You know what, honey? Let's make it a date night.
I think depending on your age, you know, you'll still get lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're going to get lucky.
Let's have dinner, candlelight dinner.
Sure. Or let's just go, you know what? We'll eat at, what is the place over there? The steakhouse. I can't remember it now. It's something 80, I think.
Scotch 80.
Scotch 80. Thank you. We'll eat there. We'll go see my mom. You know, maybe we'll get a room.
You know what? Maybe I'll do that.
Let's get a room.
What do you think, babe?
Yeah. You're either going to get lucky or you're going to sleep really well because you have a big king-size bed.
Yeah.
And the kids are nowhere to be found.
If anything, you'll get a good night's sleep.
You want to... No. I want to just sleep. Look, we got this whole bed to sleep in.
What about
in.
Before we leave this tomorrow morning,
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
let me see how I feel.
Yeah, we're going to check out till 11. We're good.
All right, ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Tickets from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets. Michael Bolton on Wednesday, of course. It's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
All right, so all you have to do is identify the song by title we're playing on the kazoos. Pam's on the phone. Pam, can you do it?
Is it When a Man Loves a Woman?
Yes!
Yes, it is, Pam. Good job.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Michael Bolton in March over at the Pearl inside the Palms. Tickets from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. Pam, are you married?
No.
Are you dating somebody?
No, I need to.
Morty, what are you doing March 9th? Don't worry about the room or anything else, Morty. Just go to the concert. Just,
exactly.
Well, this might be a good girls' night for you, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe, huh?
All right, well, listen, you got the tickets for everybody else. A second chance to win online on our contest page right now. Or Wendy Rush will have another pair at about 12:40. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how we're going to get the tickets to you. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. What do they always tell us, Carla? Never mess with these wild animals.
Yeah.
This is a guy in Yellowstone National Park. He's mocking an elk that is about 10 feet in front of him.
Why would you mock an elk?
Why are you mocking me?
Oh, dude. Okay.
I'm not bothering you, but now that you're mocking me, I'm going to have to do something.
Yes. Yeah.
So listen to this. The elk actually popped a couple of tires.
Oh.
with his antlers.
Wow,
and here's what that sounded like.
Oof.
Watch out, buddy. Wanna fight? You wanna go, bud?
Yeah, don't mock the animals.
Yes. No, you don't mock the animals. I am an elk. Do you see me?
30-year-old guy in Washington arrested a couple of days ago shooting up a Taco Bell because it was closed and the employees inside wouldn't give him food.
Okay.
Now, see, planning. Yeah. Everything is in the planning. If he would have Googled Taco Bell, there were a couple other stores 10 minutes away that were open a couple of hours longer.
Yeah.
He could have got served. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
That's crazy.
Nobody was there except for a few workers.
Oh, good. Jeez, dude, again, why?
So the guy is facing multiple charges, including DUI.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, my stories are a little happier. Ice cream place, I love this, actually. It's called Catchin' Ice Cream. Open in New York. Now, their gimmick is they throw you your ice cream. Comes in one big scoop. They hurl it across the room, and you try to catch it in a cup.
Seriously. That is awesome.
It is awesome. I'm afraid. Now, it's an option. You can say, yeah, I want to try. Most people do it. And the thing is, I'm sure it's going to be fun until, you know, they start seeing how much ice cream they're wasting.
No, that's yours.
Yeah. Go ahead. Pick it up. Yeah. Because if it lands on the floor, they will give you your scoop. You know, they'll redo it. But please, people. I mean, it's a great idea, though. I would try it.
Yeah.
And check this out. 50-year-old man. He's from Pakistan. He has three wives, and he recently welcomed his 60th child.
Holy crap.
Goodness.
Yes, he says.
Even what's-his-face is going, oh,
Nick
my
Cannon?
Goodness.
Nick Cannon is saying, wow, I am an amateur. I've got to catch up. Oh, my God. He gets, like, free coffee all the time. Sardar is his name. He says his goals, and he's made them for 2023, include a new wife. That would be wife number 4.
Uh-huh.
And a new bus.
Oh. Well, yeah.
You got 60 kids, Sardar. Yeah. I would say so.
Load them up every other weekend. He just goes out and drives, picks them up.
4, 5, 6, 7. Where's 58? 58 is not on here. I see 59. I see 60. But yeah.
Those are miracle women. 4 wives?
Yeah. Well, he only has 3 right now.
Okay, well, he's looking for number 4. And all those children?
He's dating now.
Those are magical women.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Talk about somebody who should buy a lottery ticket, Sardar. How about
Sardar.
That? Yeah, pick yourself up a new bus with that money, huh? It is Wednesday. Your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a more positive note. And I know this story is going to do it. Reed Family Floral. It's in Virgie, Kentucky. They're making headlines because they've launched an adopt-a-resident program for Valentine's Day for nursing home residents. Now, they are sending roses to any of the residents that are adopted by locals. They hope that about 100 nursing home residents will be able to benefit from this year, and they'll be able to put smiles on their faces for Valentine's Day. That's it.
Wow.
I think that's so sweet. People forget. They forget about elderly people, and I think this is so sweet.
And Jody's mom is here in a home, assisted living home.
Right.
And when we go to visit, you see that, and you're right. You forget.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's Day, those holidays that maybe you could do something to just put a smile on their face.
Oh, absolutely. This is brilliant, and I tip my hat to them. I really do.
Good job. If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show mailbag, the M&C mailbag on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush in next. She'll have more tickets for Michael Bolton at about 12:40. Otherwise, have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.